cliffcentral.com.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Africa Experience. The number one African music vault.
The sounds of Tandi Somazwai. Welcome to the O'Neill Africa Experience on a Friday afternoon. It's officially the second edition since we've been back. Once again, it feels good to be back on the 1st of December. So we're officially into the festive season. Something else that's happening today, it's World AIDS Day. We observe this day every single year on and year out. And I'll tell you exactly what my thoughts are on this day. I think today I choose to commemorate the day by honoring the memories of those who we've lost over the years because of the scourge for a number of reasons. It could have been terrible policy from the powers that be. It could have simply been education or lack of education. But I think the most important thing that I want to do here on going forward, and I would love for you to try and do the same thing. Let's not get weary. Let's not get tired. I know, you know, you can experience a bit of fatigue, especially if you keep hearing the same message over and over again. And sometimes it gets to a point where it doesn't even feel like you're even beginning to scratch the surface. Like, not much is happening. But I think we can't afford to get tired. We have to keep rehashing the messages. We need to keep going. We need to keep speaking about it, particularly right now. If you look at how much information we have at our disposal, we have social media, which makes it easier now for us to talk to one another. You don't necessarily have to rely on policy. You could do it right where you are. You have absolute dominion over your world wherever you are. So let's keep doing it, man. And I hope wherever you are safe. Listen, we're going to have an awesome show today. One of, I think, Africa's most amazing vocalists is joining us today. Her name is Malé. Stand by for that. Good afternoon. The sounds of Malé. She's already standing by. I'm going to be talking to her in just a little while. But before we get to that, let's just check in with the band. Band, how you doing? Cool, you want to just play something for me there? We will be getting into our first live performance of the day featuring Malé. She's already standing by. That's coming up. So now we are testing with the band. Stand by. Band, and that's what it sounds like. Imagine once we begin performing.
You ready? Come on, 1, 2.
Mm-hmm.
a critical thinker. I'm a fan of Africa. I like to push the envelope. My name is O'Neal Africa. I'm a critical thinker. I'm a fan of Africa. I like to push the envelope. My name is O'Neal Africa.
Band right there. Keep playing. Show.
Hey. Isn't that a smooth entry though?
Not beautiful.
Like really,
like only
honestly.
You could have pulled it off. Everything was falling apart until you got here.
You're killing me. How you doing?
You're just beaming. You walk in here and you're beaming. This is your stuff. Let me tell you, you know, I need to paint a picture for my listener. You walk in here, the minute she sees the band, she starts beaming.
Yeah. Well, you know, the way the band sounds has me beaming. I think maybe that's the thing about it, actually. So,
Malay, yeah. It's been over, it's been, if not a year or two, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. At least 2 years ago, I was here. Kind of giving you a taste of my previous album, You Make My Heart Go.
Yes.
And you guys did an amazing job of like, pushing it and playing it and like having people going, you know,
because it's easy for us to push your stuff because
you put
your heart into your artistry. Like, it's very obvious that this is something that you truly, truly, truly love.
No, for sure. I mean, I always say I feel very blessed to have from a very early age always kind of known what my passion was, and I think you're very fortunate if you discover it early enough and then you get to really explore it from an early age. So music, singing, melodies, poetry, lyrics, just the whole vibe is just kind of what I'm about, and I always say it's probably the only thing that I can do really well. If anything.
Look, it's one thing to realize you have a voice, and it's a complete other to now decide this is something that I would like to pursue. And then even within the industry itself, you have to find your position within the industry.
Yeah.
You obviously found your position at some point. You decided this is what I was going to stick to. How do you arrive at that conclusion?
I don't even feel like I've arrived. I'm always just kind of going with the flow. I do believe that as an artist coming from Lesotho, there was for me just that niche market, especially with regards to Puo ya Sesotho, that I felt could be explored coming through on a neo soul tip. So I mean, I've had a good 15 years in the industry to kind of figure myself out a little bit, and I'm quite happy with the Afrocentric, Afrobeat inspired kind of sound we're exploring in any case with this new album, Golden Rain. So for me as an artist, I'm never really trying to be, you know, kind of considered as one thing or the other. I started as a house vocalist and then I'm here and I'm doing like some really cool neo soul stuff. So
have you ever been confused about what you wanted to do,
about what I wanted to do in terms of the sound
itself?
I think before I start any project, I kind of always feel a little confused about where we're going with it, but the process has to always be very organic, and whatever comes, and then that's what it is, you know.
Tell me about the process of picking your team. You obviously have a team.
I have a very small team, a really cool team of people. I work and have worked with Fundile Mdingi as my producer for the past 3 albums. So, I mean, he's become a very integral part of Malay, the sound experience. And he's a very learned and you know, somebody you just can't pull back. He's become a very important part of Malay, the sound. So Fundile Mdingi is my producer, my manager. I've recently also just signed up with a new PR company called Fun and Class. So those are really cool people to have and know have your back as an agency. So I think the team is always growing, you know. And I always say to young people who are trying to get into the industry that it's a process, and it takes a couple of years to come across the right kind of people who believe in your vision, who are behind, you know, seeing it through.
I've always found the process of creating easy for me, but then you have this, you know, it has to develop into business at some point. You then enlist the help of PR people, like what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Is it an easy process to take your art and give it to someone else to represent you?
Never. I mean, just the process of getting to know somebody is a process on its own, and then now giving that particular person the responsibility and so much of it, you know, to really kind of handle you. Because for me, my art and my craft and myself are really quite intertwined, and you know, so it's really very difficult to separate myself from my music. And so whoever it is that I'm engaging has to be someone that I completely and fully trust. And it takes time.
Yeah. Are you happy?
I am. Shout out to my boy Dibi at Fun and Class, to Fundilim Dingi, and everybody else who's listening to Malay right now. That's not here. That's part of the team. I mean, I'm very blessed. I work with also a really cool group of musicians, Eddie Stain, Ezra Erasmus. These guys have been in the industry for a really long time. Tyrone Klassen. So I'm always covered, man. I'm always covered. And today I'm like, I got the dopest, like, drummer, bassist, keys, man, you know, in the studio today. So I'm highly blessed right now.
We're hanging out with Malay in studio right now. We're just catching up with her, seeing what she's been up to, and hopefully get a performance or two from her. We'll also be talking about your new project.
Golden Rain.
Yes, Golden Rain. Now, look, I think it's well documented that the industry is just very difficult.
Yeah.
What is your take on it?
You know, yeah, that's a very broad question, which is good. I often say to anybody that I'm kind of, because I'm in the space where now I have a lot of young people who will come through to me and are keen to find themselves in the industry and are looking for help. The main thing for me that I've discovered is that nobody's going to do anything for you. And it's really important to, like, let go of that kind of naive way of thinking that you are going to end up being discovered. Discovery is also a thing that I've discovered is not a thing in the industry. Basically, hasimos deidzi mune.
Yeah.
So, otamu ikete ete. And that's just kind of how, I mean, if I've been in this industry for 15 years and I'm still not where I feel I'd love to see myself, I'm slowly, surely making my way there.
Yeah.
But it is a matter of tenacity and insisting that this is who I am, this is my lane. You know, take it or leave it. You leave it today, you'll pick it up tomorrow. It's all good. You know,
okay, I want us to jam now. Are you ready? Okay, stand by.
You ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the only love we can experience.
Africa Experience.
All right, so let's go. You have to see.
Oh,
I need to take a picture of you so people
you
can
should,
see.
You should, right?
You love this. Like, you come alive. I love it.
Oh, I'm feeling so much pressure to wake up to the world. I see it all surrounding. Only he'll be click, click, clicking on his phone. He got me in the hot seat, asking me questions about me, what I'm gonna do, who I'm gonna be, where I'm gonna lead you to. Down this jam session, hanging out with my crew. And I don't really know what I'm gonna do. About the bass line, about the keys line, about the drum, 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 drum. It's a Friday afternoon, and I'll be working out where the road leads to from here. But for now, we hanging, we chilling, we blessed, we killing it. How about him, easy? How about his stress? How about his stress? Come on out the hell out. You're killing me, dog. You got me composing a whole song right now. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, it's all about good time. time. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. All about having just a good time, a good time, a good time, a good time. On the Cliff Central, baby. On the Cliff Central, baby. On the Cliff Central, yeah, yeah. Hit it.
We just made you blush. Like, these guys are making you blush.
They are. Like, I'm totally like, yeah, I'm taken in by the music. It's beautiful. You guys are too dope. Like, for real, yo.
Let's talk about your upbringing.
Yo.
She's not interested in anything I have to say. Guys, she is paying attention to the band.
Back to O'Neal.
I have completely lost.
Sorry, my bad.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about your upbringing.
Yeah.
Was it an easy one?
You know, I mean, honestly, I've been blessed, yeah. I'm the second of three daughters. My parents have been married for over 20 odd years. You know, grew up in a really, you know, good home where they've tried to give us the best of everything, really. And so, yes, it was, you know, a lot smoother than other people's upbringing, and I've just always been very grateful for the love that I've had surrounding me, you know. So pretty much, yeah.
How much of your parents do you see in yourself today?
I see a lot of my mom and me.
What about
me
your
and
mom?
Her she's yeah, she's something else. She's quite a giver by profession. She's a social worker. So I think that's just been a big part of who she is, just in general. She's one of those people that is always putting, you know, the community, her family first. And I'd like to believe that at some point growing up, that's a quality that I myself have kind of been able to, you know, that... Yeah, that's just kind of rubbed off on me since I'm her baby. So, yeah, I mean, I'm very proud of my parents. They've worked really hard to be the good people in the community that they are. You know, my dad is a human resources manager. I have the best folks, man, who've just given me a lot of love and instilled a lot of good values in me.
Were you mischievous as a youngin'? Can you think of anything that you did that
I think music
would have gotten you a hiding of sorts?
Yeah, music definitely was one of those. I mean, when I was in high school, I started singing professionally. So I went from being the kid who sat at the back kind of scribbling on her notepad to the kid who bunked school to go and gig. So
what were the songs?
If that could be considered as mischievous, yeah, maybe.
What were the songs that you were drawn to?
Growing up?
Yeah.
I did a lot. I loved, you know, artists like Jill Scott. I mean, Erykah Badu. I hear as I walked in, you're playing some, was it Bongo Muffin or Tanso Mazwai? But, you know, those were the artists that really kind of always captured me, especially just because of how they would go into detail about a thing. So for instance, Lauryn Hill, I was listening to her Miss Education album the other day, and she was always just a big influence growing up, simply because of how kind of technical they would get with the lyrics and the meaning behind the thing. So yeah, that's the kind of stuff I grew up listening to. And then I met the group that I'm talking about that I joined, Kaya, an Afropop group, and they introduced me to Gloria Bosman. And then that was another thing altogether, because then that was an introduction to jazz music for me, and also singing ga Sizulu. So the Venec aspect of poetry was introduced to me via Gloria Bosman's first album. So I mean, yeah, I mean, that's soulful. Soulful has always just been the thing for me.
In terms of the process of creating music, what do you enjoy most? Is it the performance?
What's happening in the background right now?
The performance. I'm going to have to put a leash on you.
Yeah.
She's completely out of control. The performance side of things, the songwriting, the recording, studio recording. What do you prefer about music? What do you enjoy the most? There has to be an aspect that stands out for you.
I mean, from the writing, because then I'm in my own space and there's no pressure and I just say whatever it is I want to say and I'm not even trying to impress anybody while I do it in terms of what I'm saying. And then getting to studios completely, it's just an amazing experience to now transfer the melodies from your mind and lace them down. It's just something incredible. I absolutely hate interviews. Except with you, O'Neill, but like I hate speaking. I'm like, please don't ask me what it is I was trying to do in the music. I don't know, but like I definitely feel like the whole experience from figuring it out on your own and what it is that you want to say to lacing it down and then sharing it with the people and seeing the response, the immediate response. For me, recently, I just performed at the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz and I performed tracks from the new album. Uh-huh. And of course, when it's a song that nobody else knows, it's a little bit intimidating, but just the response when you're teaching a new song to a crowd is amazing on its own. So those three elements of becoming the artist are my favorite.
But you do it so well.
I try. I'm working on it. It'll come.
They say pain sharpens you, and I imagine, there's only a handful of people who you would come across and they'll tell you they haven't through pain of any kind.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very big part of just existing.
Yeah.
I work at pain usually and feel to pain. Okay, I feel you. 2017 had a lot of pain for me.
Mm.
Yeah. Just the experience of pain is something that's real to everybody. And then it hits the heart because it's like heavy. But I mean, I think if no pain, no gain. So, I think that's also what my album is about with Golden Rain, is you have to learn to celebrate through the pain. I don't know what your question was going to be just now, but you're talking about pain and I'm like, yeah, it's real. See, and it's there and we face it every day, but you go through it and then get over it and move on.
And how do you interpret your pain in as far as your art?
It's, I mean, for me, just generally, the writing is all about everything I go through. So you have to express it. You have to go through the motions and put pen to paper and break it down, because what you're going through, that's the thing about the musical experience, is that then the next person is going through the same thing. And when they hear the song, and you may not like completely go line for line into their specific circumstance or situation and like paint that full picture, but the picture of the emotion is what's important, and for me, it's like with this song right now, it's like whatever's playing in the background here makes me feel really sad,
Ooh, we're talking about pain, how best to get over it. I don't know where's the game. I don't know how I'm gonna get through it. But something tells me there's a silver lining, and one day it'll fall like golden rain. Fall like golden rain.
So that's what the Golden Rain album is about. It's like a lot of pain and how you get through that and celebrate. And know that once you get past it, you get to become a better version of yourself every time. So should we go straight into it? Huh? Is this it's even the right key. All right, cool. I'm going to do a remix over it. It's cool.
I was walking, trying to get on by. The road had laid me some burdens I never would have thought I'd see. Then a sign sent from heaven came to me. Said, time to hold on, baby. He's coming to set you free. And the tears came falling, and the mountains were bowed as the rivers led to sea. Never ending love would be given unto me. As it opened the skies, I was risen to believe they'd fall like gold rain. Yeah, they'd fall like gold rain. Yeah, they'd fall like gold rain. Yeah. I knew the times would come and the times would go, but I never realized I really, really want to stay. In that moment where I never have to leave, 'cause when it revealed, I know I'll love eternity. Tears would stop from falling, and then the mountains would bow as the rivers were led to sea. A never-ending love would be given unto me. As it opened the skies, I was risen to believe they'd fall like gold rain. Yeah, they'd fall like gold rain. Yeah, they fall like golden rain. Yeah, yeah, they fall like gold rain. Yeah.
You know that song is, it's got more of a house vibe to it, so it's like, this is like the slowest version of the song we ever gonna play. I dig it.
Man, I can listen to you sing all day. Ah, she's already got a fan outside. Pretty Ugly standing by. He's gonna be joining us as well very soon. So stand by, we're coming back.
Alright, cool.
Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The O'Neill Africa Experience.
Oh, the O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
My name is O'Neill Africa. My name is O'Neill Africa. I'm a critical thinker. I'm a fan of Africa. I like to push the envelope. My name is O'Neill Africa. I'm a critical thinker. I'm a fan of Africa. I like to push the envelope. My name is O'Neill Africa.
Ready? Come on, 1, 2.
My name is O'Neill Africa. My name is O'Neill Africa. girl. I'm a fan of Africa. I like to push the envelope. My name is O'Neal Africa. I'm a critical thinker. I'm a fan of Africa. I like to push the envelope. My name is O'Neal Africa.
All right, so we're back and we've got someone else joining us. In fact, joining Male's performance. You want to introduce our guest, Male?
Yo, yo, Smell Money.
Hey, what up, Male?
Yeah, his name is Smell Money, guys.
Yes, yeah.
What's good, Smell Money?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just chilling, you know, bro.
Listen, we're grateful to have you here.
It's a pleasure, bro.
How do you know this song, Stress?
Let me just say it this way. Roll again, Male. Of course, you know she's a talented singer. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, she's good at what she does. You know, so we're just here and we're gonna do it. We're gonna roll again and again. You know?
And again and again and again.
Welcome, Smell Money. So we're getting into our performance.
Yeah, this one's called Roll Again. You know, featuring my homie Smell Money all the way from Lagos, Nigeria.
Naso, Male. Yeah.
It goes a little something like this. Yeah.
Come on.
I say, roll again. Yeah. I look beside me, then I say, roll again.
Come on.
I feel the beat upon me. Yeah. Roll again. I can't believe I asked for you to roll.
Come on.
Roll again. Yeah. I look beside me, then I say, roll again.
Yeah.
I feel the beat upon me and we roll again. I can't believe I asked for you to roll.
Yeah.
I found that lately I've been working out the details. Upon the moment we got caught up in the deep end. Pushed off the cliff so heavy laden, had to be ready to fly.
Come on.
The way you break it down is making all the difference. I can't believe that I would give in to my weakness. Proximity enhancing me to take to the sky.
Yeah.
Roll again. I look beside me, then I see we roll again. I feel the beat upon me and we roll again. I can't believe I asked for you to roll again.
Come on.
Again.
Yeah.
I look beside me, then I see we roll again.
Yeah.
I feel the beat upon me and we roll again.
Yeah.
I can't believe I asked for you to roll.
Come on.
Little large, I'm stepping forward on the moving. The edges minding me, perspective on the ribbon. We fight the battles, lose the wars, living love for a cause.
Come on.
The way you break it down is making all the difference. I can't believe that I would give in to my weakness. Proximity enhancing me to take to the sky.
Come on.
Roll again.
Yeah.
I look beside me, then I say we roll again.
Yeah.
I feel the beat upon me and we roll again.
Come
I can't believe I asked for you to roll again.
Yeah.
I look beside me, then I say we roll again. I feel the beat upon me and we roll again. I can't believe I asked for you to smell money.
I know you don't believe me like you used to. Yeah, I know you need me, so what do we do? Do you wanna leave me? Life without you ain't gonna be easy. That wouldn't be easy. You see, after we fight, we're making up. I can't believe you said you don't wanna be with me anymore. We can't even go out, cause now the feeling is no more. It's been a while now, you know we really need to talk. It's time to roll again. I know you don't believe me like you used to. Yeah, I know you need me, so what do we do? Do you wanna leave me? Life without you ain't gonna be easy. That wouldn't be easy. You see, after we fight, we're making up. I can't believe you said you don't wanna be with me anymore. We can't even go out, cause now the feeling is no more. It's been a while now, you know we really need to talk. It's time to roll again, come on.
Roll again.
Yeah.
I feel the beat upon me and we roll again.
Come on.
I can't believe I asked for you to roll again.
Come on.
Roll again.
Come on.
I look beside me, then I see you roll again.
Oh.
I feel the beat upon me and roll again.
Oh.
I can't believe I asked for you to roll again. Na 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 na.
Come on.
Na 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 na.
Come on.
Na 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 na.
Come on.
Na 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 na.
Come on.
What a good time we're having here. Male and Smell Money.
Hey.
Listen, we've decided that we're going to come back and do some more performances with Male and Smell Money.
For real, for real.
Yes, so you're not going anywhere. Please just stand by. Pretty Ugly is also standing by.
Uh-oh.
He's going to be joining us. He's got a brand new album called Egypt.
Oh,
we're going to get into all of that. We're coming back. In fact, we're going live on VOOV in the next 3 minutes. Okay, this is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. Hashtag VOOV Central. Remember, we are live on the VOOV app, on the VOOV channel, 196 on DSTV, and live on cliffcentral.com as well. In studio right now, I'm joined by, I think, one of the most talented lyricists of today. His name is Pretty Ugly, and Pretty Ugly has a brand new album out. You and I have hung out a couple of times.
Yes, sir.
And look, I've told you many times how talented I think you are.
Yes, sir.
But for me, I think it was just interesting because I had to wait for the album to see now how you take your talent and you package it into an album.
Yes, sir.
Was it a big deal for you?
It was a very big deal. I've been in the industry for 12 years now.
Uh-huh.
I've been recording for 12 years. I got my first record deal 12 years ago. And I'm still trying to pop.
Yeah.
You know? And 12 years of work, and this is my first album. You know, I had mixtapes before, things that I put together, you know, compilation of stuff that I put together over some weeks. But this is the first project that I sit down and work towards from like track 1 to track 15 tirelessly. Yo, man, I put so much of my heart and my soul in this project.
Yeah.
You know? I think if people feel like they didn't know me before, I think they get a glimpse of me now.
Take me through the process of now putting together an album. You've been recording over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I suppose, you know, you're supposed to reflect the times as well as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Were you under pressure to get rid of your old material and try and focus on your life today? Or how was it for you? What was the process like?
It wasn't even like pressure, but I really couldn't wait. And so, because when I dropped You Don't Know Me Yet, that's a project that most people know me for, which I dropped last year. I was working on that already the year before. Mm-hmm. So by the time you guys heard the music, it was so old for me. And I was pushing the music throughout 2016. And it's like, this is so old. I got new stuff that I want you guys to hear. But it's cool. And I think it was just like a blessing in disguise that I never dropped that stuff. Because a lot of that music I got to sit back on and like rework and put live elements into it. You know, we had a guitarist come in, a guy named Ray Cola, an amazing musician. And yeah, and I'm so proud of the project. It's beautiful.
So now you have this project, your baby. It's out. It's out there. Were you nervous to put it up?
I wasn't. I was excited. And the people around me know that I'm not really a person to get to express my excitement. I could be like, yo, I'm so excited and this is how I look, you know. But like with this project, like, you know, like I was anxious almost, you know. I can't wait until this is out.
For the benefit of those who have no idea what a record label does,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've seen, you know, on numerous occasions where an artist gets signed and sort of like their artistry is watered down a bit. How do you navigate that line to ensure that you remain true to yourself as an artist, but at the same time, you're able to cater to the needs of the record label, because it's a business, right?
It is a business. And ultimately, the label is there to help you monetize off of your talent and for them to also make some money too. So if you're putting out music that is not going to go on, if you want to be Michael Jackson and you want your music to be on adverts and you want sync deals and billboards, and it's not going to happen with underground music, you know. So the label to me was just like, yo man, we like what you do.
Uh-huh.
Here are some songs that we liked on your previous project that we think, you know, could actually really work. Just continue doing what you do, but just elevate your sound. And that's what I did, you know. So I think my only responsibility or pressure was just to like be to grow. And I think this project showed the growth and the metamorphosis.
Now, you're a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
You're an artist.
Yeah.
Are you a rapper first or an artist first?
It's funny. I started writing music when I was 13. But like I wrote like gospel music.
What?
And the first rap group I was part of was with Big Star Johnson. It was actually a Christian rap group called Narrow Gate.
Okay.
And we all just performed at our church and Christian youth at school. So before that, I was already playing keys before I even started rapping. And then the rap thing was just 8 Mile dropped when I was in grade 8. And yeah, everyone wanted to rap and battle. So that's what I did. So I think my whole life, I felt like I was a rapper first.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I learned that, and not just through my own personal experiences, just through people feeding off their energy or giving me their energy. And like they've always let me know that, like, yo, you're a lot more than we thought you were. I didn't know you could do this. Yo, you should do more of that.
Yeah.
I saw you do this at this specific show that you don't do in the clubs. Why don't we get that? You know, can we get more of that? So I think Egypt has a lot more of everything else. So I think it's very minimal rap. It's not a hip hop album.
Okay.
You can categorize it under hip hop because I'm a hip hop artist, but it's a music album.
Let's talk about the album itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, in fact, let's start with the title itself, Egypt.
Yes, sir.
And I imagine you've talked about this over a number of times, but what does it mean?
It has nothing to do with Egypt, the country. It's an acronym, actually.
Mm.
And the acronym is Everything Godly Yearns Patience and Time. And I think it just bears testament to, like, my life. You know, I'm so happy I didn't pop 10 years ago, 9 years ago, 2 years ago, because I wasn't ready. You know, and I always felt like I'm a world artist, I'm a global artist, and I was trying to push a global agenda, but my music wasn't at a global capacity or quality, and this is what I wanted to do with Egypt. So it deserves a Grammy. It's how I feel about it.
I love that. I love the confidence. Mm-hmm. Is it easy to be an artist today?
Yeah, yes and no. I guess, you know, because there's auto-tune and there's technology now. You know, before you needed a big studio to record your stuff. And now you can record your stuff in your room, in your kitchen, in the car, on the road, in the hotel. So it's like it's easier because it's more accessible to make music.
Mm-hmm.
But not easy at all, because it's not easy being an artist. So, like, prepare to starve, prepare to be hungry, prepare to be frustrated. You know, especially if you're an artist and you put your art first. You know, trust me, art doesn't always win, but just know it will win. You know, you just got to keep fighting. You know, because there's a big ginikong. I don't know what it's called.
Up your own words. You're an artist.
Between like commercial and artistry, and trying to balance artistry and trying to sell to a wider audience. Because, you know, art is usually very exclusive and eclectic.
Speaking of which, I really want us to talk about that, your relationship with the audience today, given that we have social media now.
Yes, sir.
You interact at a completely different level with your audience compared to 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, in studio right now, we're hanging out with Pretty Ugly. Remember, it's hashtag Vuv Central. We are live on the DSTV channel, channel 196. He's here.
Yes,
the man is here. In all his glory. Brand new album out is called Egypt. Social media.
Yes, sir.
You are much more closer. Wait, it can bring you closer to your fans, mm-hmm. or it can draw you away from your fans.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to you?
I think it's brought me closer to my fans. And I'm not really anyone who likes to like post for nothing. You know, usually when I'm posting, it's like for an agenda, or if I'm pushing, if I have a target and this is what I'm trying to reach. And not just for communication. I feel like the communication part comes in mainly on my Twitter, where I might express myself, but it's like I don't want to be there to express my opinion. You hear my opinion in my music, you know. I just want to be there to push my music, you know, and and I want you guys to help me push my music with me, you know?
Yeah.
For the people who love Pretty Ugly, it's like, you know, it's everyone's responsibility to help the brand grow, you know? Like, I feel like the difference between us here and, you know, maybe the international guys, because when they develop like a cult following, it grows. It's people who go to the shows, who buy the albums. But now you can have a person who can meet me in the street and say, yeah, I'm the biggest fan of Pretty Ugly, and doesn't follow me on Twitter, has never been to a show, has never bought the album, you know, but they're my biggest fan, you know, and I meet like a lot of them. So I think we also need to teach the audience how to engage with our music and how to indulge in our music. So I think that's what social media helps me with, you know, how people listen to it. It's like, yo, this is how you bump to my music, you know? So, yeah.
Look, I think it would be remiss of us if we didn't talk about Fill Up the Stadium, which is happening. Yes. And I like to believe it's a big deal for music in general. Mm-hmm. But I want to know from you, do you think, what kind of precedence is this setting? Mm-hmm. Is this opening doors for artists? Mm-hmm. Or is this only making it that much more difficult? Mm-hmm. Because you have a situation where audiences now expect big feats. Mm-hmm. Like, the bar has been raised so high. Mm-hmm. Would people accept other artists who do not necessarily do the same thing? Or do you have to it's almost like you have to take it all the way to where Casper took it in order to be accepted. Mm-hmm. So, and that is one thing I want us to think about. I want you to think about it and then give me your honest opinion on it. Because look, I, as a club DJ, mm-hmm. I've seen it happen a number of times. When somebody has money or somebody with much more resources than you comes and they do this spectacle of an event, mm-hmm. you know, the production is psychotic. And then the audience, particularly today's audience, going mm-hmm. forward, they start expecting such. Mm-hmm. If you're not living up to that, then it's almost like mm-hmm. you're not pushing as hard.
Sure.
So what is your opinion?
Sheesh, that's a very good question. Man, because I got it a lot from my fans, you know, like maybe they'd see someone like, someone younger even, say Nasty C, come up today, pop, you know, and my fans would attack me on like my Facebook, like, yo, you're not serious about yourself, how did SEC blow up before you blew up, you know? And they don't understand that we have different processes and we have different lives, you know. But where Philip is concerned, I think it's a dope initiative, because I think more than damage, because if it were to be damaging anything, I don't even see it damaging anything, because ultimately when he does this thing, he doesn't do it alone, you know, because there's other people who are there. There's Black Coffee, there's Quest. So it's like, I think we need more big spectacles by Black African men and women in Africa, period. You know, I think we need to show kids that like dreams are possible. You know, like I met Casper like 2013 and I had a car. Casper didn't have a car. Right, we used to record at the same studio in Melville. You know, I was a first year student doing sound engineering, and fast forward 6 months later, he's pulling up and he bought his first car. 2 weeks after that, he bought a second car. A month after that, it's buses, and then after that, it's a Bentley. You know, and when I was around him, like, I just saw how much he believed and spoke things into existence, you know. Mm. And I'm also surrounded by people who do the same. And I'm learning. I'm like, damn, this person that I'm around is so positive. Like, even when it seems like they have nothing, you know, their positivity brings them back something.
Yeah.
You know? So I think, yeah. So, I mean, me, for instance, like, I had my album launch listening experience at an art gallery.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to perform in an art gallery. You know, I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I always wanted to perform in an art gallery. And we made it happen. You know, it was a 3-story experience. You know, one floor was different. The second floor had a different thing. And the top floor was something different. And people came out.
Oh.
And people came out because there isn't enough of that. You know, people want different experiences. So Casper can show you capacity, like, yo, let's get these numbers, you know? And there are people who have different markets. Like, you know, you can still go and fill up the dome, you know? Just don't call it fill up the dome, you know? You can still have your show somewhere else, you know? But there's, I mean, ultimately, I think it's just a it just helps the industry grow.
The album itself, what are you doing to push it beyond just the obvious conventional stuff like radio interviews? How else are you? I mean, you have to obviously be creative today.
You really do.
What are you doing?
I am, if anyone follows me on social media, at @pretty_ugly across all platforms, I post a lot of content, BTS stuff. You know, like when I was growing up, I always used to say, like, I used to listen to Pro Kid and the Proverbs, and I'm like, yo, and I always used to wish, like, man, I wish I could see those guys in the studio, man.
Yeah.
Like, how are those guys in the studio? And I realized that in South Africa, we don't do a lot of it, you know? Like, people want to see the process. You know, they don't just want to hear the song. They want to see the process. They want to see the live performances. They just want to see you chilling on your couch and having a conversation with your friend,
yeah.
You know? And that's what we're providing. We're just giving, like, a different experience for people to receive, like, the music. So it'll be in the form of visuals. It'll be in the form of, you know, music,
yeah.
Different live stage performances. But, yeah, we're doing a lot of exciting things. The merchandising is epic. So, yeah, expect a lot.
Pretty Ugly, ladies and gentlemen. We continue with our discussion. In fact, we're going to get into your performance. Just before we let go, we let Male go. I know she's dying to get out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to do a performance together. We continue on
cliffcentral.com.
We're coming back. Don't move.
You ready? Come on. 1, 2.
My name is O'Neill Africa. My name is O'Neill Africa. I'm a critical thinker. I'm a fan of Africa. I like to push the envelope. My name is O'Neill Africa. I'm a critical thinker. I'm a fan of Africa. I like to push the envelope. My name is O'Neill Africa.
Music of DJ Ganyani, Different Love. We are the heartbeats of the diaspora. Welcome back. It's the O'Neill Africa Experience in studio right now. Listen. It's about to go down. We've got Male in studio, and I managed to convince her to stay a little longer because the reason why we're doing this is because we want her to do an impromptu performance with Pretty Ugly. Male, are you still here? Are you good?
Yeah, no, you're killing me, dog. But yeah, let's do it.
I'm like so nervous.
Just kill it.
No. There's no need for nerves. Okay, so I don't know what the band is gonna do. Band? Hey, you know.
They're doing it already, yeah. Huh?
Really? Is this what you guys want?
Yeah, I said. My phone ring. Yeah. You got me two-stepping. Baby girl, your true essence gonna make me stop you heppin'. Make me learn a few lessons. You got a dude stressing. Got my bamboo flexing. Got the dude in the coupe revving. I like to see you in my room stretching. I like to hold up, listen. Say yeah, you the queen bi. Can we jet to your beehive? Back it up on me, I. But don't just tell me what you're behind. Baby girl, your design. Got my body on an incline. Yeah. Rewind. The way you rewind is divine. Oh.
They call him Pretty Ugly, but I think he kind of fly.
Hey.
I don't wanna lie.
Hey.
think it kind of fly. Taking me from Lesotho to Egypt.
Hey.
Via Nigeria from my homie Smell Money, yo.
Hey. Yo.
They say he pretty ugly. But I think it kind of fly.
Yeah.
My name is Malay.
Yeah.
You know I don't lie.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey. From Lesotho to Nigeria. From Nigeria to Egypt, yeah.
Africa, yeah. Baby.
Okay, I want us to just switch it up. Let's switch it up.
Can we slow it down?
Yeah, let's slow it down. Yeah. I thought it was a little too fast. Yeah.
Cool.
So once again, the challenge continues before we let Smell Money. Smell Money, are you going to join us on this one?
Yeah,
just raise your mic. Yeah, just raise your mic and then...
You're going to need headphones.
Okay, we'll have that sorted shortly. Listen, you let us know if you're feeling this. Or if you want them to switch it up, Malay, please go ahead and just tell them.
No, I dig it.
You like it? Pretty ugly, are you good?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Gilignor, the game is looking thirsty. Name a single rapper that can murk me. Gonna need more ammunition to hurt me. I see you buzzing, you need to vibrate more just to alert me. I put you in a hearse, sleep. And when it comes to nightmares, put pretty ugly in your worst three. Look, I put you in the earth. Deep in the year, you couldn't do what I did in my first week. I only feed you to eat you. I only feed you to eat you. You claim your flow is heavy. I guess I'ma treat you like seafood. Yeah. Hey, am I alone? I'm alone. Off the top of dome, Cliff Central. Oh, mental. Yeah. Oh, Neil. Look. Spit so retarded. They call me schizo, bitso. Yeah, I spit so retarded. They call me schizo, schizo. True homies. I only got a few homies. Homies I grew up with and a couple new homies. I lose homies. Those that never come through homies. Only few know me. Only, maybe only got two homies. Yeah. Two homies, Malay and my homie from Nigeria. Find us in your area. Yeah.
Check it out, homie. Making music.
Yeah.
Keeping it real.
Yeah.
Talking about the the way that we feel today.
Yeah.
Hanging out at Cliff Central, you know.
Yeah.
This is where you can just let it go.
Hey.
I don't care what the homies say.
Yeah.
What we're doing was meant to be today.
Yeah.
I've been feeling your every move. Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me smooth. Yeah.
Crying swimming in my pool. The finest linen in my room. I need the vinyl spinning in my stool. I need the stylist shipping on my shoes. I got a finest stitching on my suit. My style is different, man, it's cool. If you don't get it, I ain't mad at you. So high, I need a parachute. Parachute. Shibba, bigger attitude. Flow cold, need sterile flu. Oh no, I ain't scared of you. Oh, what would Molly do? She will go and get a better dude. Get more cheese, bring the cheddar through. My girl's booty got a better view. Yeah, in the mood. Man, I'm in the mood.
Got me in the mood.
Feeling good, and I wish somebody would.
Wish somebody would.
In the mood. Man, I'm in the mood.
Got me in the mood.
In the mood. For some women in my pool,
Pretty ugly. I think you're pretty fly. You got me feeling. Feeling a little high. You got me feeling. Feeling pretty smooth. Tell me, Smell Money, what's your move?
Smell Money, yeah. Smell Money, yeah. Smell Money, yeah.
Yeah, check this out. Girl, you look beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I need you to call someone. So you gotta go home. Better tell your mom to try to come home. But I'm on.
yeah.
No, you know what we're gonna do, but we're gonna chill. Now we're gonna ride, and you know what?
Yeah.
No, don't try to mess with me, homie. You know I got big voice, and I don't want.
Yeah.
Oh, you trying to hold me someone, but don't try to get me down. I ain't job boy now. With the carry fetch, we know they carry last now. We too much, them know us now. If you want money, guys, you they get them now. You know how they go now. No be Yankee stuff now,
yeah.
But I'm high rare, still raking them all. Ah, it is ya Yankee now.
Yeah.
No ya no pata, make you and give me. No be small thing, but I still they feel
small
me.
Team.
Ah, that the drum they make me, the speed like say I carry fire for my mouth now.
Yeah.
Ah, but it's still the two life now. No be small thing, but your boy that. But I still they here, you know why I see they go, we still full here, no be small thing.
Hey, shout out, that was fun, man.
Sadly, Smell Money has to leave us, and Malay has to leave as well.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for stopping by. Smell Money, what are you up to? What are you doing this weekend?
Chilling with my friends.
Are you popping bottles?
Not really, but some up.
Yeah.
But I'm working on something. Very soon it's gonna come out. Yeah.
Are you gonna come back and share it with us?
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
We would love to hear from you, man.
Yeah, I'm doing the project. Yeah.
Thank you.
What are you up to this weekend?
I am in Botswana for the weekend. I have a private performance up there, and I'll be there for the week.
Okay.
Checking out my fans outside. So, yeah, I'm a lot of good stuff happening. Golden Rain is out.
Yes.
Yeah, Golden Rain is out. Do get it. It's on all digital platforms, and it will be in stores at the beginning of next year. So, yeah, please do.
So, support. Golden Rain, make sure you get it. Speaking of new albums, Egypt is also out, and we are continuing our discussion with Pretty Ugly. In fact, let's take Ambition.
See, money's great, but I would rather have ambition. Your favorite rapper's a chicken, I'm whipping in a kitchen. I'm on a mission, and the vision is too efficient. And now we're moving different. Dudes need assistance, been facing friction. Still no resistance. I got a vision, I'm on a mission. She said she loved me for all my ambition and all my persistence. Lord knows I've been grinding for a minute. My granny dying for a visit. I be damned if my grand fucking die before I visit. Trying to keep a fire in a blizzard. Reignite the light and never dim it. Keep a light of fire in a spirit. Bad her got me higher than a midget. I'm a bad bird, but I'm flying in a pigeon. Fly, I reside beside the limits. FYI, the sky is not the limit. I remember I was shy and timid. Yeah, gold chains, now the shine is vivid. I've skyped text to Cyrus and uppercase hieroglyphs. And my abyss has never been a high as quite as high as this. Yeah. The lies that I tell my psychiatrist. I'm on a mission. She said she loved me for all my abyss.
How
are you?
I'm going to go to the house. It's track 2 on my album, one of my personal favorites. Yeah, can we get it? Yeah. Yeah. Egypt is out. I go by name Pretty Ugly. Okay.
They used to think we couldn't do it, then we did it. We used to dream about the pussy, now we in it. And we weren't even trying to race, and now we winning. I'm only human, Lord, forgive me for my sinning.
I used to have my counter and I was spinning. I'd heard a land to get it, it was never given. I'm hardly sober, trying to balance my decisions. The party's over, still got Henny in my system. But from the start, I just been working on my finish. Out of shape, I should be working on my fitness. Getting hip, I got my mind on my business. And I ain't talked to Uncle Brian in a minute. I never saw my cousin when he went to prison. An eagle in a cage is nothing but a pigeon. Now I'm the one that's out here feeling like a villain. Before I had a win, I was always willing. I'm on a mission. She says she loved me for my ambition. I got a vision. I'm on a mission. She says she loved me for all my ambition and all my persistence. Yeah. To keep safe, I keep a Bible in my briefcase. And on the road to destiny, just know you're bound to meet fate. Yeah. Say, I'm on a mission. And she said she loved me for all my ambition. Yeah. There's only two things written on my shopping list: success. Patience is right on top of it. So close yet so far. The vision through my binoculars. You can't fight me. I'm half man, half octopus. Will I ever make it? Damn the awkwardness, the contrast between the realist and the optimist. The journey to hip-hop metropolis. Ever found greatness lurking in your esophagus? There's no sleep till I'm laying there where my coffin is. Hard work is an orphan, I guess that I'm adopting it. There's no other option, kid. I only freestyle if success is what the topic is. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She said she loved me for all my ambition.
Listen, I realized on ambition, you were, at some point you were talking to someone. Was that your mother?
I was speaking to my grandmother.
Oh, your grandma.
Yeah, it was my grandma. She was, just before I had that conversation, I was letting my homie know, my sound engineer and my producer, Weechi.
Yeah.
I was saying, yo, man, please record this. I'm going to have a conversation with my grandmother. It's probably not going to be pleasant because she's not happy with me. Because I've been hearing through the grapevine and through the rest of the family members that she was upset that I hadn't kept in contact and I hadn't come to see her or sent her anything, you know? So I expected a lashing, and but I was like, let's just record it. And I've been trying to call her for weeks, and she picked up, and it was such a pleasant conversation. So we kept it on the track. Even if it wasn't, we probably would have kept it anyway. But very honest, and I love her to bits.
Are you close? Do you come from a close family?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
So okay. My name is Ricardo Moloi. And so my family, Bomoloi, we're very, it's not a big family. My father has about 4 or 5 siblings, and they have like 2 kids each.
Yeah.
And every Christmas we get together, every birthday we're together, you know, funeral, we're there. Yeah, but yeah, that's the family. I'm very, very close with the family.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the album, Egypt, as you were working on the album, there has to be a song that stood out for you.
Oh, there was a couple. But one that I knew that was gonna like really get the people going was a track called Smogolo.
Yeah.
Smogolo is it's produced by Witchy 1080 and Lunatic Beats and my homie Bonafide. Three amazing producers.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to make like a 2018 Guaito sound fused with hip hop. And yeah, that's like one of my favorite tracks, and you know, social media's favorite track so far.
In fact, let's check it out right now. It's a brand new one from Pretty Ugly.
Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
From the trouble in my life, I'm walking.
Smogolo, and this is on my album Egypt. It's track 6 on the album, produced by Witchy 1080, Lunatic, Bonafide. Yeah.
Maluma Ricky Sama Zamba, Drinka and Eloquanta, for my Slasa.
Guerra Santa Ke hopola re soko Mama a shota gani goto Koko a shopa ke mkoko Foko You gave me foko Smogolo, smogolo Smogolo, smogolo, smogolo Sam sokolo Smogolo, smogolo Smogolo, smogolo, smogolo Sam sokolo Smogolo, smogolo Same clothes in the outro. Same chores I need to go rock. I get what they did not go. Just a nyama lady don't go. I cannot stand to make bottle. Or make a plan to break brothel. Whoa, 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 whoa. I need to make soap. I need to pray for. I need to pray for. I need to play lotto. I need you to skate choco. Cho-cho. Smogolo, smogolo. Smogolo, smogolo, smogolo. Sam sokolo. 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 He best vugek sensen. Before I ever been a sentence, before my cousin got a sentence. You see, I never had a sentence. Benton, hey, best jump on my fence, shimp. And at the top of Mula Zenke, I used to ponder to Kempton. And at the son of the best friend, hey, get a dollar, then Kenton. You don't know, ex-Germany offender. I didn't mean to break your fenster. See, I'm cut from a different texture. I'm in a lab, I'm watching Dexter. Since a lad, I've been stuck in next year. Whoa, smogolo, smogolo. Smogolo, 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 some smogolo. Smogolo, smogolo. Smogolo, 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 smogolo. Smogolo, 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 smogolo. I'm making plenty in the 18 area. And I got Weechi HD in the area. And we be chillin' La Banyana in the area. Halagasha. You see, I'm making plenty in the 18 area. And I got Weechi HD in the area. And I be chillin' with O'Neal in the area. Ha. Halagasha. Halagasha. Yeah, smogolo, smogolo. Smogolo, smogolo, smogolo. Some sokolo. Smogolo, smogolo. Smogolo, 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 sam sokolo. Smogolo, smogolo. Smogolo, 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 sam sokolo. Smogolo, smogolo. Smogolo, smogolo. Let's bring me the second verse. Ebes vugek sensen. Rutakana kodi rinkin. Before I ever been a sentence. Before my cousin got a sentence. You see, I never had a sentence. Benton, her best jump on my fence, shim. And the top of Mola Zengang. I used to ponder to Kempton. And the get son of the best friend. He get a dollar Nengenton. You don't know, except me a fender. I didn't mean to break your fenster. I'm cut from a different texture. In a lab, and I'm watching Dexter. Since a lad, I've been stuck in next year. Whoa, whoa, smogolo, smogolo. Smogolo, 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 some smogolo. Smogolo, smogolo, yeah. Smogolo, smogolo.
Oh, man. Guys, pretty ugly. Okay, okay, I see why everyone is moving to this song.
Right?
Were you a Guaito fan? Are you a Guaito fan?
Yeah, man. I grew up, even in the beginning of the song, I said, Champlain.
Yeah, yeah.
So I used to listen to my Champlain, Trompi, see. Yo, man, mdu.
Yeah.
Mapabuti is like my personal favorite, and I'm about to do a song with Mapabuti very soon.
Oh, nice, 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 nice. Yeah. What's your target with the album? What do you hope to achieve with the album?
My target is just achieving a global African sound.
Yeah.
I wanted to produce an African project coming from an African artist that, because you know the rest of the world thinks that, you know, African music is West African music.
Yeah.
You know, So if you're not WizKid, you're just not it. No, and it's like we have different dynamics, different cultures, different textures to African music and African sounds.
Yeah.
And I wanted to produce an album that wouldn't only be nominated in a best traditional section in the Grammys. I'm going for best rap song.
Nice.
Best song. Best rap record, you know? So that's really what I wanted to achieve with the song.
We're hanging out with Pretty Ugly in studio. Something we haven't done, because listen, lest we forget that this man is a rapper. So let's not forget that this man is a rapper.
Yeah. Let's get it.
So we have to.
That's cool. Yeah. That's one of my favorite beats of all time. Thank you so much to the band, man. You guys are amazing. Yes. Yeah. So this is Black Hoodie Rap. Now let me actually let it drop, actually. Yo, this is one of my Lauryn Hill is like my favorite musician of all time. So me just jumping on this is even an honor. Yo, I grew up, never screwed up, I ain't new. Yeah, alright, cool, let's get it. Uh-huh. Alright, listen. I grew up, never screwed up, and I ain't knew much, but I was clued up with $2 I chewed up. Grew up, if you suck and you chuck the deuce up, my click a bunch of rockets, your whole space we shoot up. Hose up, at your funeral, we gon' suit up, we celebrating. Yeah, we those cool off to new chucks. Too much, killing niggas late with the clue clocks. Oh, off, we sit and laugh while we watch your ooze up. Oh, shucks, let me play a gag, see if you tough for two trucks. Let your body drag, see if you rough. Now loose up, you win a body bag. Nothing new pops, my influence is notorious. Big J and Tupac, and we pop more holes in your poor souls. Leaving cold sores in your clothes, you calling po-po. And Lord knows we impose and we cause sores. Leaving torn souls in your clothes and your torsos. I'm a black Republican, the blacks been hustling, newspapers. You an end to what the blacks been publishing. You cats are blundering, leave the masses wondering. Drop the fucking soap and get your ass a punishing. If you bastards come again, ruckusin' and muttering. Punchlines, bruise egos and gas your stomach in. Rapper stuttering cause I'm black and guttering. Kill your favorite rapper and leave your ashes under him. Yeah.
Keep going.
Yo, I go by the name of Pretty Ugly. Egypt is out, get it. Yeah. Yo, hey, shout out, yeah, let's get it. I go by the name of Pretty Ugly. Egypt is out. Let's get it. Brrr. Yeah. Yeah, look, I spit so retarded, they call me skit so. So which water, that's a sick flow. Breakthrough, I took your chick, let the trick go. I make love to the mic, I let my stick flow. Like it's Rick though, I'm so sharp that I prick flow. Flow so cool that you can call it thick snow. Fresh, I let the thick chick snow. Let the camera flash swag while I click pose. You kiss ass, matter of fact, man, you lick toes. Bitch nigga, that's what that lipstick's for. Fresh, let the thick chick snow. Let the camera flash swag while I click pose. Yo, Gilignora, the game is looking thirsty. No, and there ain't a single rapper that can murk me. You're gonna need more ammunition to hurt me. I see you buzzing. You'll never hurt me. Skirt!
Alright. Hey. One more beat. One more beat before we let you go.
Hey, Rich Boy. I used to call myself Rich Boy.
What a beat though, right?
Woo! I've actually never jumped on this beat before. Let's get it. Yo. Yeah, this is swaggy. I say, Lala mustn't feel it, but Dala, what you feeling? No, that Duana refit heal it, stacking dollars to the ceiling. Yeah, I heard your flight is delayed, used to think it is a relay. Had to slow it down just to show it's para on the freeway. You need Dada for your prepay, stack your butter like a cheesecake. Got the slumber, got the detail, love a fun, but la chile, love a fun, suck a city. I'm the hottest, how to be it. Whoa. She fucking with me on a Lolo, but she won't leave a nigga promo. And she can't leave a nigga, so I got her tripping like a photo. I got her kicking for a Congo. See me dipping on my Congo. See me, see me dipping on my Congo. Go, some poco lo. Break bocoto, break cocoto. Skate choco show, great coco's kill. Wake lock the door, same office wall. Pay Jojo more. The East got me, got 100 dudes. I'm doing shit that you wanna do. How you the shit when you're number 2? Bad bitch, I need another 2. How I'm feeling, nigga, wonderful. Never slipping when I'm running through. Checkmate, I got a ton of moves. Bringing the heat like the summer dude.
I don't think I can rap on a beat.
Nice one. Pretty Ugly. Yeah. Egypt is out. The album is out. It's everywhere. Where is it available? One more time.
It's available on all digital stores. So iTunes, Apple, Tidal, wherever you at, Deezer, whatever you want to use. It's also available. Physical copies in stores right now. Get it. Please support me. I'm trying to reach 1 million units sold. And yeah, that's the target. That's my target. That's the target I set for my fans.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to achieve. And I think like it's, I feel like it's possible.
Video-wise, what's happening?
I just dropped a video 2 days ago. It's called Tela.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so please check it out. Hashtag International Skotane. Just check out the Tela video on YouTube. It's epic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pretty Ugly, please make sure you go out there, you get the album, buy the album. I saw a thread somewhere on social media that suggests that people were
pirating the stuff.
Yeah, we're pirating the album.
Yeah.
How true is that?
It's very true.
Really?
Yeah. It how it happened is that my album dropped last week Friday. Over the weekend, I realized that there were a lot of, you know, piracy sites coming up. And one of them that I checked out was on like 280,000 downloads.
Wow.
So the Monday, I spoke to my management about it. Said, yo, man, our music is being pirated like crazy. So I just tweeted and I was like, yo guys, the music is being pirated, please chill. And right after that was when, you know, the Ambitious and Fifi Krupa saga lawsuit landed.
Yeah,
so people were like, you know what, to get back at you guys.
I saw that. Yeah, how unfortunate.
It is.
I hope it's not serious. What people are saying about pirating.
I genuinely do. I just urge everybody to please go out and support everybody's projects, not just mine. Every single person, if you support Fifi Krupa, go out and support her, book her for the shows. But please go get Egypt right now.
Were you with the label when she left, or were you there?
I wasn't. I came after they left.
Okay, so is it somebody you know though?
I knew them before. I knew every member even before I joined Ambitious.
Okay,
you know? And I just engaged with them like at shows.
Yeah,
while I was doing my thing.
Okay,
know? Yeah.
Pretty Ugly. Listen, we love your artistry. We love your work. We love the ambition, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I think we need more artists who are, you know, who speak from the soul, who come from an honest place. And I feel like it's very easy to talk to you because you always come from an honest place. And I truly mean this. I really hope you do
Thank
well.
Thank you so much, my brother. God bless you.
Big up yourself.
Yeah, one time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will be available as a podcast. I want to give a big shout out to my producer, Palesa, and the rest of the band as well. We'll catch you again next week, Friday. We're actually playing out with the Smuggler one more time.
You ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa experience.
The O'Neill Africa experience.
The O'Neill Africa experience.
Yep, we out of here.
CliffCentral.com.